All right, Mack Williamson, he's crushing the ball down here. And, of course, from Wake Forest, he's a big-time power hitter. This is his shot, 27 years old, and things are happening for him. So another spring training, Mack, for you. How is this one different from the other ones?
Well, it's a little more beautiful, a little chillier. Other than that, it's just the same, and it's great to have some new guys in camp, new faces, and a lot of positive energy.
You've been somewhat the talk of camp early on, and it's been an interesting story. As you told me, you're 28. And things, 27, I made you a year older, 27, and things have got to happen for you. And over the winters, things started to happen for you. Take us through the transition.
Yeah, so late last year, got with Tim Fedorovich, and he had made some suggestions on some stuff and got me with Justin Turner's hitting guy and went and saw him a little bit for a time last year while we were in Los Angeles playing the Dodgers. And then I decided to go out there in January for a month and spend a good amount of time with him and try to make some changes and really try to emulate what Justin's done. And, you know, he's had a lot of success in his own right. And I'm just trying to make some changes to be more successful, be more consistent, and try to help this club win.
Well, you've always had the power. The question is having it translated consistently into at bats. So we have a lot of people listen and a lot of coaches and kids who play. Take us a little bit of the technical side of what you're trying to do.
Yeah, so I think the two biggest takeaways from me were balance and direction. So I've always had a tendency to really reach with my front foot and really spin with my upper body and get caught on my backside a little bit. So I was really fighting my balance, fighting myself a lot to get to the ball as opposed to being smooth and directional. And the other thing is getting my hands in position to be quiet. In the past, they've been very active at the last second and moving up high and behind me and try to quiet them down as much as I can so I can be direct to the ball and through the ball, be shorter and quicker on the inside pitch, be more directional on the outside pitch, you know, both in my hands and my body, and just give myself a better chance to be more consistent.
Now, how do you go about doing that? Do they take video of you and show you what you're doing and then try to correct it?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in January, you know, maybe, I don't even know how many hours, a lot of time hitting and replaying the video and doing a lot of talking a lot of philosophy and experimenting. And it's really more than anything just about getting the feel, you know, starting the first process is trying to do it. The second process is trying to get the feel. That way, you know, you can feel without video when you're not doing it right, when you're doing it right. And then it's about being more consistent with it every time. And eventually, you know, it's not a finished product now, but eventually I'd like to have it down to where I'm pretty consistent both mechanically and with the results.
Mack Williamson with us. Was there a time that it felt, hey, I can do this?
Definitely. Definitely felt like that, you know, towards the end of January before I left. And everything happens different when the games start and game speed. It's a little different with front toss than it is with, you know, 90-95. So for me, it was trying to take it from front toss to batting practice, from batting practice to the game. And now that we've been in games, it's about fine-tuning for me and being more consistent. And it's difficult because the only way to really replicate game situation is to be in a game. So you got to really just accept, you know, that there's going to be days where it feels really good. There's going to be days where it feels really bad, and you're going to want to, you know, we always want quick fixes in baseball. And if it's not working today and tomorrow and the next day, 3 days in a row, and you're like, man, I really got to change something. But one thing the coaches here have done a great job of, besides being extremely positive with everybody, is being on board and recognizing that changes like this don't happen overnight. And if I have a bad week or bad 2 weeks, stick with it, stick with the process, and keep working hard, and eventually it'll become more consistent.
Boy, interesting story, Mack Williamson. And the coaches here, they understand. And, you know, it's amazing in the world today. There's so many people who can help. Just because you have a coach through the Giants doesn't mean you can't have outside help. And they've been very supportive about it.
Absolutely. They've been tremendous. And they're all on board. And it's important to me because I'm going to be leaning on them. Now that I'm here, they're the guys that are going to be showing me the way. They're the guys that are going to be helping me out, pointing out what, you know, I've explained to them what the philosophy I have in my mind. aligned to how I envision it, and they're on board, and they agree, and they're going to be instrumental in helping me get to where I want to go. And I think we're all on the same board, on the same page in terms of, you know, the better I can be, the better everybody can be individually, the better the team's going to perform. So for me to have that support from them and the help and backing me up, and it's going to be instrumental in trying to complete this process.
So psychologically, look, you've been around a long time. You're a tremendous player at Wake Forest, 27 years old. You've been playing baseball for a long time. Philosophically and psychologically, how does this compute for you that you're going to do this now at this age?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of bad habits, a lot of years of, you know, tens of thousands of swings of, you know, one habit that I'm trying to break. And so it's not going to happen overnight, but I think it's just something you got to do. It's just something, the more reps, the more in-game reps, the more you stick with it and don't give up on it, I think eventually, you know, the habits you formed in the first place will subside, and the new habits that you're trying to make will ingrain themselves.
Well, I'm thinking as you're talking, I've known you a number of years, you don't want to sit on a major league bench for 2 months and get 12 at-bats. I think you really want at-bats, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the name of the game is to get out there and help the team win, and this team is built to win, and this team is a team that's won a lot in the past. You know, I've been up and down the last few years, and I had some moments and had a lot of not-so-great moments, so I just want to be a part of what they've had. You know, a lot of the guys in the clubhouse had that experience in 14, 12, and some in 10, and I'd love to be a part of that or help get the team back there if I'm able to, you know, and that's what we're all out here to do.
All right, boy, it's nice to have you on, as always. Now, Glendale, I did the show last Saturday. It was my first show. You crushed one, and that must have, I mean, the new batting stance, and was Turner watching?
He wasn't playing. Whether he was watching or not, I have no idea. But it felt good. It felt good to see some results. There's a lot of things I saw that I wanted to clean up, but to have some success early on, you know, that's always good for, you know, the confidence and seeing that it's going in the right direction. But it felt good. It's good to get one out of the way early on and continue to work on. But I'm far from a finished product, and as long as I keep my head down and keep working hard, I think I can get to where I want to be.
All right, boy, it's great to have you on. One last thought for you. Do you keep in touch with the hitting coach that worked with you in January now?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk from time to time. He's very respectful of the coaching staff for each of the players that he works with. He's not trying to step on anybody's toes. I think everybody is on the same page in that, you know, the better that everybody does, the better I do, the better each hitter does that he's working with, the better the team's going to do. So I don't think anybody is putting their egos out there and trying to get their egos hurt. I think it's everybody's on the same page that the better the athlete can perform, the better the team's going to be off overall.
All right. Appreciate you taking the time. Fun to watch you in spring training. When you hit them, they go. I will tell you that. And that's been the story in your big league career, too. So, Mac, thanks so much.
I appreciate you having me today.
Very good.
And that's Mac Williamson. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.